The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right, I will give you.' So they went. Going out again, about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. He said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when the evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day in the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?' So the last will be first, and the first last." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Imagine if at your job, someone doesn't come into work until an hour before everyone has to go home. And he didn't come into work all day long because he was just being lazy at home, and then he decided to go to a restaurant for an early lunch, and he took a walk around the lake, really just doing whatever he wanted all day. But then he came in at the end of the day for 1 hour of work. And he gets paid the same paycheck as you do at the end of the day. The same pay that you agreed with your boss to work. What would your reaction be? "That's not fair. I've been busting it all day long and he only worked an hour. Shouldn't I get more? Shouldn't you reward my labors?" In response, your boss says, "Take what you agreed to and go. Can't I do what I want with what's mine? Don't begrudge my generosity." And of course, that's exactly what happened in Jesus' parable. Those who worked more thought they would be rewarded with more than what they originally agreed to. They thought their good works reaped even better rewards than what they were promised. And so, when the master of the vineyard hired people near the end of the day and paid them the same wage, those who worked since the beginning of the day couldn't help but think that the master's generosity was unfair to them, the hardworking ones. The kingdom of heaven does not operate like the kingdom of earth many of us are acquainted with. The parable describes God's kingdom here on earth, that some work in God's kingdom and some follow God's kingdom and work in his kingdom, and some follow his reign for only a short period of time before they pass away. And others work their entire lives for the kingdom of heaven, spreading goodness and mercy and truth and the love of God, running church events, giving out food at the food pantry, helping those they see in need. But instead of there being fair compensation for work, there's true equality in this kingdom. The Christians who were baptized as a baby and work hard for the kingdom until their dying breath get compensated the same as a deathbed conversion. It's human nature to forsake that, to begrudge the Father's generosity. We may think, does that sinner who denied Jesus their entire adult life deserve the same as me? Sure, they repented of their past life and have embraced the risen Lord last week, but shouldn't my 40 years of church service allow some kind of exalted status or more rewards? But we must remember, the kingdom and the gifts of the kingdom are the Lord's to give, not ours. I know a pastor who once was a vessel through which God converted a woman at her deathbed in her nursing home. And one of his normal nursing home visits, and one of the residents spoke up and wanted to talk to the pastor about the Christian faith. For whatever reason, she was curious. And after a time of instruction, he baptized her. A few short months later, she passed away. Now, her work in this metaphorical vineyard was short, but it wasn't insignificant. God bestowed on her his grace, giving her the same undeserved gift that us lifers have. That gift is the forgiveness of sins and salvation with God. No matter how long we've worked or been in the kingdom of God, there's something important to remember. It's not our kingdom. We aren't the masters of it. It's God's kingdom, and he's the master of it. Thus, grace belongs to God. It comes from him, and he uses it how he sees fit. If he uses his grace to treat us all as equals, that's his to give. And then we should have no strife, no jealousy, or power plays and positions among the saints. God's gift of grace is not something by which we judge others. And we certainly shouldn't exalt ourselves over against others in God's kingdom on the basis of good works, because that's a false concept of what's good. What makes one good is God alone. By his grace, his favor, showered upon us by his Son. St. Augustine is a good example of how God's grace can even come to folks and hire them at the 9th or the 11th hour of the metaphorical workday. St. Augustine's story is briefly mentioned on the front of your bulletin. But if you're unfamiliar, St. Augustine was a 4th century church father. He became one of the most influential theologians of all church history. From him, we receive our understanding of what a sacrament is, that it's a promise from God spoken and combined with the physical element. St. Augustine wasn't always religious. In fact, his mother was religious. She was a Christian, but his father wasn't. St. Augustine was an atheist at heart. He conformed himself to certain philosophies and life principles as a way of life. As a teenager and into young adulthood, Augustine followed his passions of lust and fornication, to an extreme. Everyone knew about it, even his parents, because he was unashamed of telling them. As you can imagine, this destroyed his dear mother, because it cut to the heart of her morality. But of course, she never gave up. She always prayed for her son. And Augustine wrote about his past life in his book, Confessions, citing how lost and ungodly and unfulfilled he truly was. He said, "From a perverted act of will, desire had grown. And when desire is given satisfaction, habit is formed. And when habit passes unresisted, a compulsive urge sets in." Any Christian would look at Augustine and think that he'd never be hired to come to work in God's vineyard, that God's grace was out of reach for him. Yet as St. Augustine continued his life, he became more and more intrigued about finding truth. He followed philosophies that promised truth, but they were shallow and empty, never truly satisfying the longings of his heart. Questions were unanswered. He followed his passions and his feelings towards his own spiritual destruction. And it wasn't until he heard the preaching of St. Ambrose when he suddenly became interested in Christianity. He had a conversion experience, and he rejected and forsook all that was a part of his past life. All the promiscuity, the following of his own passions, the false ideas about life that when followed left him more miserable than before. He found fulfillment and purpose in God, which led him to say things like, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in you." Soon he was baptized by St. Ambrose. Thus, God called him to work in the vineyard. God's grace and mercy and favor to him is the same grace that's been given to you and me. And God's grace gives the same reward. No matter how long St. Augustine rejected God. Because what matters is that God called him to work the vineyard at 35 years old. After living a life that was truly lost. Yet God was gracious and generous with St. Augustine. And for that we rejoice. As fellow workers in the vineyard, we rejoice when God calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies individuals and brings them to himself, no matter how old they may be, no matter what they've done in their past. No, they're one with us because they are made one with Christ Jesus, our Lord. And through the gift of God's grace, They are made equal because they receive the same gift, the same grace, the same baptism, the same Lord's Supper, the same forgiveness and salvation. For we are all called by the same gospel. Where free forgiveness of sins and salvation are offered. No matter how bad of a sinner one may be. No matter how undeserving one may think of themselves for the kingdom. Or no matter how others may think that they don't deserve the kingdom. The gospel offers it to all. Free and boundless. For Christ's sake. Unfortunately, some reject this gift. They don't receive it. And this is because it can only be received by faith. It can only be received by trusting and believing the promise that God is gracious to you. And that he forgives all your sins for Christ's sake. Through this faith, one receives this free, undeserved gift. There's no amount of work that you got to go out and do to earn it. That would no longer make the gift of salvation free. Simply cling to Jesus, your master. Have your eyes focused on him. His grace, goodness, and mercy, and teaching. And the labor and the kingdom will follow from a thankful heart for God's grace to you. And through faith, we will be content with our labors and our wages, for they are sanctified and blessed by Christ our Master. And we will rejoice with the saints of heaven when God calls more laborers for his vineyard. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.